Thanks for downloading this episode of the Nerd Ball Podcast. I'm your host, Lorenzo Melcher, with you, as always, from my basement. You know, recently I was thinking, my daughter has a bunch of twirling stuff around here, or not twirling, but tumbling stuff around here. Maybe I can just sell this stuff and I can build myself a little studio in the corner. Maybe have people in person again. But the reason I stopped having it in my basement is I always felt weird that sometimes bringing people just into my basement. So I don't know, but I do enjoy the in-person videos. So at some point I'd like to do those again. So if you have a space in one of your offices, or you know a space where a little tiny podcast can go and not be charged, because I make $0 with this, let me know and I will shout out that business every time I do a podcast. So anyway, again, appreciate all of you for always listening, downloading, subscribing, sharing this podcast. It is, like I say every week, it is super fun, and I hope you all enjoy it as well, which I think you do. So thanks for always doing that. Check us out at on social media at the search the Nerdball Podcast. Gmail is thenerdballpodcast@gmail.com. I just did a comedy competition, handed out some business cards, and one of the comedians / teachers reached out and got them scheduled for, I believe, coming on next week. So it's easy as that. Just reach us anywhere, wherever you find us, and we can get you on the podcast. So without further ado, this guest today is makes up one third. Well, I guess with me on it, two thirds of Three Different Dads podcast. So we are hiatus. We talked about a little bit about that, but a lot about a bunch of other stuff too. So check it out again. Thanks for always listening and subscribing to the podcast. Thanks.
This is Tyler Zollers, and you're listening to the Nerd Ball Podcast.
With Lorenzo Melcher.
Man, that was so pizzazzful. You took a stage direction and you nailed it. Thanks.
Thank
thanks
you
for coming on the podcast, Tyler.
Thanks. It's good to be here as a guest.
Yeah, two thirds of this is not Three Different Dads. Two thirds of Three Different Dads. But we were hoping to get it back. We're gonna be in talks this week.
Contract negotiations, yeah. Yes.
In fact, by the time this episode comes out, we may be decided that we're good to go. So remains to be seen. But anyway, it's been a while. Thank you for coming on here, like I said. And we talk all the time, or we used to, on the Three Dads podcast, but now I get to ask you this question that I ask everyone on my podcast is, what is something you've been nerding out about lately? Something you're super into, some hobby, something, something that's getting you away from your work these days.
Reliving the Michigan National Championship a lot. I wore the shirt for a reason.
Okay.
Feels great to be a national champion of something.
All right.
I'm going to claim this as my own. No real affiliation to the university other than I'm a season ticket holder.
Oh, well, that's feels, some affiliation.
It feels great. Yeah. Beat so Bama and beat Washington. Yeah, I didn't get to go on all of this about the Three Different Dads, but it feels great. And then I was trying to think back. I'm like, I think years ago you had me and Jimmy on the podcast, and yeah, I think we talked about which team would win one first and if it was going to be Texas or Michigan. And I thought back to that, like I forgot to tell you that, but I thought back to that, like playoffs that started. Yeah. I was like, what are the odds that the two teams we were talking about are both in the playoffs this year? Like, what are the odds?
Yeah, man. So, and you went to the game.
Yeah. Dude. A lot of fun.
I know it's been a while now since that happened, but we haven't been able to talk about it. But how cool was that, man?
It was fun. It was one of those things that I kept telling myself, and I've told myself this the last two or three years, as Jim was making fun of me for the losses of the playoffs. But I kept saying, I'm like, if they go to the championship, I'm going. Like, I don't care where it is. I don't care how much it costs. I gotta go.
That's what I told Andrea. So, yeah, like yeah, next time one of our teams is in whatever championship that is, like I want to go to it.
It was cool. Lucky for me, my uncle is a season ticket holder, so he was able to get me a ticket of his at face value.
Which
was cheaper. But still, it was still expensive. Like between flight and ticket, I mean, yeah. I think I paid like $1,200 for the ticket. So yeah, So he was able to get a ticket as well. So that was fun. So
I was just gonna say, so you are a season ticket holder, but you don't get a ticket. How does that work?
So they do it off. It's called priority points. Let's just say I haven't been a season ticket holder long enough.
Got it.
And
okay.
I think supposedly they give, it's not as bad as the Super Bowl, but they do give a lot of tickets away to like family members of obviously teams. Yeah. So it was good though. I mean, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, you got to go if your team is ever in it, because like, I told myself this going up to it. I was like, I remember as a kid, obviously like 1997. Well, mm-hmm. but that was the last time like Michigan was technically playing for a national title. And that was a long time ago. So,
well, good. I'm glad. I'm glad for you. I'm happy for you. Happy for Trey, all my Michigan friends out there. Now next year.
Yes.
We being me and you, Mateo, and you know, your now fiance and, your baby.
Yes.
Which congratulations. I will congratulate you on the podcast, but I've already done that. But Texas, Michigan, man.
Yes.
Next year.
Yes.
You know, obviously we probably won't be able to sit together, but we can go out there and tailgate and
we'll be there tailgating for sure. That's one of the four games we already have scheduled with my uncle to be tailgating early, as early as possible. And then this year I've also told my uncle, like I told him this at the national championship game. I'm like, you know, I know they only let you in 30 minutes sooner. Like when you're a ticket basically they do like a version of season tickets for the golf course, but it's just through that, like, you know, like it's called Ann Arbor Golf and Outing. Uh-huh. You actually have to, you have to contact them in like the summer and they'll basically get you a season ticket for parking. The deal is they let you in like earlier than others, like, but it's only 30 minutes. And I'm like, you know what? To me, it's worth that 30 minutes because then I don't have to sit in traffic. And there's for some of the busier games up there.
Yeah.
Even though let's just say they open at, I don't know, 8 a.m. I think they technically open at 7:30. I can't remember for the early noon starts. I've sat in traffic up there for an hour just to get into then, because like, everybody's just waiting to get in. And I'm like, if I could just drive around all of these people just to get in at 7:30, it's worth it to just pay for the entire season of games.
Yeah.
For parking. And I'm up there enough anyway that I would use it. So, yeah.
So we'll, as it gets closer, we'll have to formulate a plan, 'cause I'm sure Andrea and Lillian will want to go too. So we'll have to, we'll probably park, have to park somewhere else and then just hoof it to wherever you guys are at.
Is completely doable. That's why I was saying, is like, if we could at least get one car, we just being me and my tailgate group.
Yeah.
If we get one car in there early just to start everything and set up everything, and then like everybody else could just literally walk with a chair on their shoulder, and then, you know, like you just basically throw it in the car or something, you know, during the game, and then meet back at the game, or after the game. But it's a lot of fun. So,
yeah it's exciting because not only do we have that game to look forward to with the Zollerses, but also the Cowboys play in Cleveland next year.
Do they?
Yeah.
Well, that'll be
another game that I would like to go with you.
I'm like so not excited to be a Browns fan. Like, I really just, I don't know. I think they made a very bad decision with Deshaun. And I think next year, if I can already, I'll put this out there in the universe. They just supposedly traded for like Jerry Jeudy, which I'm like, okay, let's get another wide receiver weapon. Let's do that.
And they didn't give up too much for him either.
No, they gave up like a
fifth and sixth.
A fifth and a sixth, even better. I was going to say a fourth and a fifth, but
like
get him more weapons. But the thing is, like, I still don't know if he's going to be good enough to like win the job. And then what really sucks is you've committed to him for three more years at like full price,
guaranteed,
fully guaranteed money, which no one will take.
Yeah. So, it's not like it was what's his name from Denver, Russell Wilson, who they're going to eat that money, but for a year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They eat it for a year and then they just cut him. And
if he gets another job, whatever that money they pay him subtracts from from that total. So,
yep. Yeah. I already mentally know that I'm like, this will just end up bad. And I already feel like Cleveland will start to feel it the longer it goes too. Cause like, this is the final year of having no draft pick. So this is like year 3 out of 3 of no first round draft pick either. That will catch up to you too. So yeah.
Did it make it worse when Joe Flacco came in and was winning
yes.
games?
Yes. Well, I guess I don't know. So Deshaun didn't play too bad for the 2 or 3 games I felt he was playing, but then he got injured like right away as soon as he was like kind of sort of starting to compete. And then I kept telling like, you know, my friends and family that are Browns fans with me, I was just like, if they would just get somebody like competent back there, I think this team could be pretty good because they have a decent defense.
Yeah.
And that held true, but I also wasn't surprised with the outcome of the playoff game because I was like, this is just a matter of time before like the wheels fall off. Cause like they had games like that throughout the year with the previous, like, you know, like second, third, fourth string quarterbacks that the wheels just fell off the defense. And then like the offense just couldn't put up enough points. And I was like, this is it. So yeah, not great.
Well, they would be a perfect candidate for like Kirk Cousins this year, but they
would be, you know. But they, yeah, it's like they're, you just know, like, I, you know, I was like, oh, you have a first round pick. I would selfishly like try and get JJ McCarthy because the kid wins.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, yeah, it's one of those. We'll see. But
I think if he does bad again this year, that they, regardless of the money, I think they still have to cut him. I feel like.
Yeah, but then you got, I don't know. It's crazy to think though that, yeah, like he is going to absolutely screw their salary cap for the next 3 years. And everyone knew this problem was going to happen like after year two, which I think now we're after year two because it was a 5-year deal. And like the first year of the contract, it was like laughable. His salary was like $700,000.
Yeah,
but he got a huge signing bonus, and then all of like the fully guaranteed portion was like in the back end, and now we're in those last 3 years, and it's like, oh god. So I watched an orthopedic doctor tell me that, you know, of course this is through Instagram reel, but they're just like, yeah, I really think Nick Chubb will be lucky to run it all, like, you know, like basically he was saying like that type of gruesome injury that he suffered, like he'll be lucky to come back for I think he said midway through the season, if not towards the end. And I'm thinking,
oh really?
Yeah, suppose, like, I don't know, dude's a freak athlete, but that also worries me, is like, I don't know, there's a lot of worries in my head. Stefanski, even though he's like, call it the shadow play caller, he fired the offensive coordinator, and they blamed, they said, I think that the reason they had a lot of offensive coaching turnovers, they basically said, oh, Deshaun didn't look that great for the games he played. And I'm thinking, that was like, 3 or 4 games before he got hurt. Like, it was a very small sample size. So,
well, you got to blame somebody, you know?
Yeah. I think that's kind of where they're at, is that.
And it's not going to be your multi-million dollar quarterback.
Well, it should be,
you know, my favorite thing, when you take a drink, it blurs it out, like it's like we can't have it shown, like, on like it's not allowed. No, yeah. Either that or just like a sponsor or something that we
I do that all the time. That's funny. My work Zooms, they're always blurred out. So
so we will be talking throughout the summer on, because I don't know when the Cowboys are going to be in Cleveland. They just said they're going to be there. So, but we will talk about that too, about hanging out, going out there and doing that kind of stuff. So, but another thing I want to talk about is your fiance is pregnant with a baby, and
yes, full nest mode.
It seems pretty, like, it's pretty wild, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I obviously have done this before, but like, just, you know, going through, call it first baby, now first baby 2.0.
It's a lot of fun. Things have changed in what, 10, you know, almost a decade, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, tons have changed just in the baby world. I had no idea. Did you know there are car seats, like stroller car seats now? Did you know this?
What do you mean?
Literally, you click a button and your cart, like your baby stroller that you're walking down.
Yeah.
It can collapse on itself.
Yeah.
And literally click into the car.
No,
did you know that?
Really? No.
Yes.
So you can just take your baby out, hit a button, and wheels pop out.
You don't even have to take the baby out. Like the kids.
No, I'm saying like the
oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. So like your kids in, call it the car seat, which you and I were used to.
Yeah.
And we used to have to get said child out and then put him into this other, you know, device, car stroller, whatever you call it.
Yep.
There is now something that you can do all in one.
It's not expensive, but
I'm not getting it. It's, yeah, it's like $1,000. It's so much money.
That's and crazy. Like,
yeah, Heather was showing it to me the other day on Instagram because she was showing me, like, I was like, what are you talking about? Why are strollers so much money now? Like, what happened? And she's just like, this is just it. And I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah, because we had like a really nice stroller. If it was big, it only collapsed like flat, you know.
Yeah.
It was
really
big. And then for those days where we didn't feel like packing it, we had what's called the umbrella stroller, where it was real tiny. It looked like it had umbrella handles on it.
Yep.
And that's what we used. But that's pretty crazy.
So much has changed. It's insane.
Although I thought it was cool when our stroller, our giant stroller, we could at least we had the car seat base in the car at all times, and then the stroller, we could clip the car seat into that too. So it was both.
Yeah. But, so they have that still, but now it's like morphed into one, and I'm like, I don't even know how this is possible.
Are there any other new baby things that you saw? Or being that you have a child and Heather has not had any children, what are some things? I'm sure there's things where she's like, oh, we should get this, and you're like, no.
Yes.
Let's do the first thing. For are there any other new baby things where you're like shocked or like, oh man, this is pretty cool, I want to get this, even if it's like, could be like food or something too?
Probably, but I'll be honest, like Heather's like just full bore, like taking the reins, and I'm right, like, yeah, right. I'm good. You got this. But to answer your other question, yes, like I've definitely, you know, like she was showing me some like onesie the other day, for instance, and she was just like, they sell out. It's a popular brand or something. And then all of a sudden now there's like a secondary market for the onesie, and like, you know, a onesie will be selling like for a set of onesies, like $75. And I was like, no, I was like, never. And she would obviously not buy that, but she's just,
you
like,
can go to Carter. You can go to Carter, get three of them for 20 bucks.
Yeah. Like, so for $75, I could buy the kid the whole like summer set. Like, I don't need anything else. So, and I keep telling her, like, or trying to like ingrain it in her mind, I'm like, the kid's going to wear this like three or four times at that, you know, like the 0 to 3 month and like the, you know, like those short time periods. It's like, it feels like you're just throwing clothes away or donating them left and right. So I've been telling her that a lot. I've been name dropping like brands that I used to like. I'm like, Diaper Genie, gotta get it. Gotta get it.
Oh yeah.
That thing's clutch.
Those are sweet.
But again, I obviously technology's changed in the last 10 years. I had no idea about the stroller. So she's the one that's kind of like giving me the ins and outs of what she's getting.
Got
a crib delivered. So had to get a new crib because last crib we got with Lisa and I with Olivia was like white and it was very girly. So now, you know, obviously Heather and I have this like mid-century modern crib now. So it's neutral. So we'll see. Yeah.
Okay. I think one thing I was just looking at Diaper Genius. It looks like they haven't changed much over the years.
That technology probably hasn't changed too much, if I had to guess.
The keep a diaper from stinking up the room technology.
Stinking up the room for a couple of days until you have to throw out the trash again. But
dude,
yeah,
those were the worst. Did you ever? So I don't know about you, but the Diaper Genies we had, you had to tie a knot on the bottom. I think on one of them, possibly had to tie a knot on the bottom. I can't remember if it was like the first one you put in or something. I can't remember, but I was carrying it out one time and that thing opened. In the house. And about threw up, dude. Cause you imagine you don't keep them in very long because they're small. Plus babies are using their diapers a lot.
Yeah.
But like 3-day old poop just in a
Dude, you're giving me like flashbacks. No, that never happened to me, but I do remember that, like, oh God, I don't want to make the listener sick, but the smell of the diaper genie, like as you're taking it out, you get like just one little whiff and you're like, oh my God.
We had to buy a new, so we had one for Mateo and then we were using it for Lily, and then we had to buy a new one because it wouldn't hold, it wouldn't seal as much, so it wouldn't hold everything in like it should have. So we had to buy a new one. They had a shelf life apparently, or we just used it a lot, you know, and it wore out.
It probably did wear out too. Yeah. Cause like, if I do remember like the days where I'm like, I don't want to take this out. Could I just jam one more diaper in?
Yeah.
Cause I got to refill the bag. Then you're just like, oh, please. No, it's gross.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one thing you have to be careful too, is, and I'm sure you're aware, is there's a big difference between someone who has had a kid and someone who has not had a kid.
Oh yeah.
So I'm noticing that. And yes, you almost have to let her like experience these things because it'd be unfair.
Yes, that is exactly. And it makes me sound like I don't care, but it's like that. I want her to experience like, and you know, like you tell me what you want to get and we'll get it. Like,
yeah,
you know, now if there's certain things, again, the $75 onesie, I'm shooting that down, but
yeah,
other stuff. Like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, let's throw it on the registry. Let's see what we get. So yeah, that's a good part. Baby registry, like, yeah, she's gone full bore with that, because like obviously my mom and dad are like thrilled that there's another grandkid on the way.
Sure.
Because like as we were telling them during Christmas time, that was fun, because I was like, you know, giving hugs to them, and my mom's like almost in tears, and she's like, I thought I was only gonna have the one grandbaby.
That's all there is right now.
That's it, man. My brothers are just, who knows? They're just taking their time. So yeah.
But that's are you guys planning on having a baby shower and diaper party?
Yes. Baby shower. So your wife is invited.
Okay.
She just hasn't probably gotten her official invite yet, but I think it's like in May.
Okay.
Something. So yeah, coming up in a couple months. It'll be at Poco Piatti. Lovely.
Nice.
Lovely event.
Yeah, that's a good place.
Yeah, and then diaper party, I've heard that, I think Mike Jacoby wants to throw something for me or get all the guys together, but I don't know really the details, and obviously we got months to plan because she's not due till August 1st, so.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yep.
I've been to several diaper parties, and they're always usually pretty fun. Usually involve football, but this one's earlier than football.
Like, I don't even know.
Should plan it around the NBA finals. At least we can watch something, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Finals. Who wants to sit around and talk with a bunch of other guys just staring at each other?
Well, I was selfishly, I'm like, I do still enjoy Mud Hens games, and I'm like, maybe we should do something with like Mud Hens games, but I have no idea. I'm not doing the Mud Hens anymore. Did I tell you that?
Oh, no. That's a new development. No, what?
It is.
You're just out of it? You're just done?
With the baby on the way and stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm honestly now, I think, to the point of like, I want to just spend more time at home than, you know, going back and forth. Cause it did eat away a lot of nights during the summer.
Yeah.
You know, I think I did last year, I did another 40 games again. And I'm like, that's 40 nights that you're not around and stuff. So. Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. Damn. Though. Yeah,
that's,
I'm
cool.
Excited.
Yeah,
I don't have to do it. So
yeah, and Mud Hens games are fun. I always thought about Bucher had got season tickets 1 year for Christmas from his parents, and I always think about doing that too. Is getting season tickets, because Mud Hens is fun. But the problem is our kids are too involved, so like we could never go to it. But as they get older, I told Andrea, you know, I mean, we're probably going to be in Perrysburg for the rest of our lives, but you know, who knows? But wherever we end up, like, I want to buy season tickets to that, like, AA team or AAA team, whatever's there, you know. And
it so was, that way, yeah. Good. A couple of years ago, me, Mike, and my other buddy Anthony, the three of us, just kind of went in randomly and got like a quarter season ticket package.
Yeah,
I think it was like $100-something a person. So
yeah,
it was super,
yeah,
super cheap for a lot of games, and of course, I ended up working like several of the games that I got tickets for. So I was like, this was a dumb idea. Like, I can't even go to the games that I'm scheduled to be at. So
I mean, you're there. Just
I was there. I just was working it instead of enjoying it. So like yeah. I had the opening day tickets, and I'm like, this is so dumb, because like, I ended up working the opening day game, and I was like, everyone else is having a great time, and I'm here working the game. So yeah.
Speaking of Mike, I smiled as I left my house yesterday, because he lives around the block from me. So I see my old white truck all the time. It's always full of stuff. It seems like Mike's house is just full of garbage, because there's always garbage in the back of that truck. But it was at my neighbor's house across the street, full of old fencing material. I'm like, man, this truck's. It made me smile, because I'm like, people are still
it's
getting
like
a lot
the
of
neighborhood
use of
truck.
Truck.
Yeah,
yeah, people
it's
are
like
still getting a lot
the
of
neighborhood
use.
Yeah, yeah, I've noticed that too. Yeah, Mike does get his usage out of it for sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah, and yeah. I'm glad it's still getting used. That was my baby for 13 years, and now it's still helping people out. That's it made me smile as I walked down the street.
That
or
is
drove
random.
Down the street.
Funny. Yeah. Fun.
So no more mud hens.
No more mud hens.
New baby.
I'm trying to think. New baby. What else is new with me?
You got another puppy in the house because of
dude, we
your
have
wife.
Puppies all the time here.
Yeah.
We have a dog right now. She's with Planned Pethood.
Some sort of doodle.
Yeah, so this one is a Bernese Mountain Dog doodle mix. Bernadoodle. It is cute, but it's like it is interesting because each dog obviously definitely has its own personality. This one is just like a crier. Like it just,
really?
Well, it just wants to be around people so bad. So it's like if you put it in its cage, because obviously like that's part of the training, if you will, is you try and get it crate trained before it takes off and is adopted. And it just cries a lot. So it's like, and you can literally be sitting, let's just say I'm sitting on the couch or vice versa, the dog's on the floor, I'm sitting on the couch, the dog will see me and just start crying because it's not close enough to me. And I'm like, just come over here. Like, so yeah, we always seemingly have puppies, even though when her and I met, she's like, yeah, I don't know if I'm really going to do it anymore. You know, I've already fostered like 30 something dogs. And I think
that's crazy.
Now we're up to like 40, she said. So,
wow.
But we just had a dog like a month ago, not even. It was like the best dog, smartest dog. And like, I was joking with her the one day, I was like, do we just keep this dog? Like, it's super smart and it's like low maintenance and it like will clearly tell you when it needs to go outside.
Yeah.
So the development is obviously that we didn't keep it. It got adopted. But the lady that adopted it, she got those little like dog buttons that sit on the floor. And this dog will literally walk up and say outside. And it,
really?
Like, yes. Wow. So I'm like, I think we missed the mark on that one, because we probably should have kept that one.
Oh, you got this stupid crier.
Damn crier. This one's if I'm ranking them in order, this is only the third one that we've had in this house so far, and it's better than the one that Trey and Jim and you met, like that weekend of a reunion. Yes, thank you. Yeah. The reunion.
Yep.
That was not a great dog. It was not a great dog.
That's the one that pooped everywhere.
Yes. I didn't want to bring that up, but yes, it pooped in the cage, and then Trey just looks at me like in disgust, and this one's okay. It's just a little baby, but Planned Pethood, give them a plug. I know no free ads, but they're not.
That's all I ever have is free ads.
But they're a good organization, I will say. It is super sad just seeing like all the dogs that they're just like, they literally try and rescue as many as humanly possible. And there's just so many puppy mills in Ohio, I've learned, like southeastern Ohio, wherever Amish country is.
Yeah.
The Amish are literally running puppy mills, and it's very sad. So
do they like shut them down, or they just get the puppies out of there and then it just starts over again?
So what will happen is these puppy mills, they're actively breeding these dogs all the time to continuously have puppies. Mm-hmm. And it's usually right around this dog right now is 4 months. That seems to be like the magic number. At 4 months, they're getting rid of them, and they're either going to kill them or they're giving them up to like these agencies that come and they're like, hey, who do you have that we can adopt? We'll take anything. No questions asked. Just give us your dogs. And I guess the laws in Ohio are pretty bad against these places. So there's nothing that can actually stop it.
So basically they just go there and rescue the dogs. And then in 4 months, somebody will call them up again. Be like, hey, we got more.
Yeah. So there'll be at least one car, it seems, a week that goes somewhere. It could be Ohio, a couple weeks or months ago, it was in Pennsylvania. They've done West Virginia, but there'll be like one car/van, and they'll get like 15 dogs every single time. And it's just like, they'll try and like, so they'll send out like a communication blast to all like the foster dog fosters out there, like Heather, and they'll send photos and they're like, hey, we've got 3 labs, we've got X, we've got Y, like, and they're all different ages. And sometimes it's even not just puppies. It'll be like the senior dog that they're like 5 or 6 and they're like, okay, it's not really going to be good for breeding anymore. And so they just try and get rid of it. And again, a lot of them they're like kill shelters, and they'll just straight up just destroy the dog. So,
yeah. So what happens if you guys are fostering a dog, and like, is there a timetable for you guys? Like, or do you just foster a dog and you could have it for years? Like, especially if it's an older dog that nobody wants.
So the agency's pretty good at like, especially if you're like, hey, I'm going to be out of town for, you know, a week. I've still got this foster. Can somebody help me out, you know, and like take over, you know, as fostering. But to answer your question, yeah, you could have said foster for a while. They are pretty good at finding homes for the dogs. Uh-huh. Like, they're very active on, I think, social media. They're like in this, obviously we're coming up to the spring now. There'll be almost weekly dog events where they will tell all of the foster dog moms and dads like, hey, bring the dogs out. We have this like community, you know, like event. We'll get our name out. We'll obviously get attention on these dogs. Heather told me she used to just bring the dogs around town, and she had a bandana on them. Adopt me. And oh, really? She's like, she said she, one time she was at a, like a kid's soccer game, like for one of her nieces or nephews or something. And the dog got adopted that day. Like, cause somebody's just like, I want your dog. And she's like, get on the website, fill out an app, and I can give them to you like today.
That's crazy. And cause that does like whenever you just have a dog, like, oh, that's such a cute dog. I wish that was my dog or whatever.
Yeah. So that's, and Heather's really good at like posting on social media too. It's obviously, you probably saw, it's like the first day she gets the dog, she'll take a bunch of photos of it. She'll try and take a couple of videos, and she'll put it out on her social media. And then somebody always seemingly knows somebody that's like, oh my gosh, I was looking for this dog. Like, you know, and then they just, you know, the answer's always like, yep, get on the website, fill out an adoption form thing. And it is cool, cause you get to kind of like from, the foster mom or dad or whatever you call it, the foster family, you get to pick out, like if there's multiple applications, you get to kind of pick out what's going to be the best suited for said dog. So like the last dog we ended up placing, it was for a family up in Michigan. They were like 2 hours away. But they were just like, they had 2 little kids. And obviously we knew like this dog that we just had was super good with my daughter, Olivia. And I was like, this is going to be like a perfect family dog, like for anybody that gets it. So yeah, it's cool.
So is it hard to have these puppies in your house when you have a kid or does she get it? I mean, I would imagine she gets it, but it's still pretty hard.
She gets it, but she wants to adopt every single dog so far. She's like, can we keep it? Can we keep it? Can we keep it? Like, so that it is that kind of sucks. Yeah, I'll be honest, because she always wants to adopt the dog.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, honey, like, let's keep in mind you have a little brother on the way that will really might take up even more of your time than the dog. So.
Yeah.
Yep. We have a senior dog, obviously, still, Morgan. Mm-hmm. She's still around, and she's so, literally so laid back. Like, she just.
Yeah, she was cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't care. She'll sleep all day if you want her to. Like, so it's like, you know, there's a lot to do with a puppy, But if you ever want a puppy, let me know. Just tell me the breed, and I'll keep my eyes open for you guys.
I mean, we talked about that. The kids talked about that, especially after we put a dog down. This God, Texas has probably been down 4 years now, I think, and
yeah,
maybe three. I can't remember. And the kids want one, but we gotta remind them, like, guys, we're never home. Like, it's unfair for that dog to get a dog and then we're not here.
Yeah.
Or we got to bring it with us. In some places you can't bring a dog, and you know, it's just, we can't do it right now. We'll probably end up getting something when they're out of the house. Like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Do you guys, how often do you guys travel? Are you guys traveling almost every weekend for?
We don't Lillian? Like, no, we don't travel a lot. And there's different like right now is competition season really. So like we travel more, or her and Andrew do more of it. We, Mateo and I will go to these like three big competitions a year.
I loved your post. Sorry to cut you off, but I love your posts about, you know, eating hairspray in the morning. Like, cause I know we talked about that before and it made me laugh. I was like, oh God.
So yeah, we do travel some more this year, but then with, you know, with baseball and they play baseball and softball, you know, we're just always out and about, or practices, or going here, going there. You know, it's just a lot. And then football season, you know, once football season starts, now Mateo's going to be in seventh grade this fall, and I'm, you know, still coaching varsity football. So that's a lot of time during football season. So it's just hard to do it. And, but speaking of that last competition you mentioned about the hairspray. So it was cool. It was the Arnold down in Columbus. Yeah, yeah. So normally we are closer to the actual downtown Columbus, whatever it's called, the convention center or whatever, where they have the Arnold. So Mateo and I usually go because we have to buy a ticket for the baton competitions. And then that gets us into the Arnold too. So we just hop on a bus for about, you know, 6 minutes and head over to the Arnold and walk around. But this was at the Polaris Mall. Mm. They moved it, so we couldn't get tickets, but it was cool because we're staring at a bunch of basketball courts where they have, I'm sure, have volleyball tournaments and basketball tournaments and that kind of stuff. And they just happen to be baton competition. And then at our back with a bunch of glass, like plexiglass walls to separate the two, but you can see through, was a trampoline park.
Oh,
so we paid 35 bucks for Mateo, and he jumped on Saturday, jumped for like 7 or 8 hours. Just,
oh my
just
God,
playing in that trampoline park. So this one worked out well. The next one we go to in Canton is there is nothing. So
there is nothing.
We sit in the stands and Mateo plays on his phone or whatever on the tablet. And every once in a while we yell at him to pick his head up so he can watch his sister. And then,
hey, watch this.
Watch for 2 minutes, please.
Your sister's going on.
Watch for 2 minutes, and then you can wait another hour and a half before she goes again. So,
damn, dude. Have you been? Speaking of trampoline parks, have you done one in a while?
I went. When was that? It was probably within the last 6 months, maybe.
Okay.
6 to 10 months. We all four of us went. I think just because we wanted to go. So. Yeah.
How sore were you?
It was pretty sore.
Yes.
I anticipated being sore. What I didn't anticipate was my fear the whole time I was out there, that I was just going to blow out my knee, dude. Like, I was terrified.
Dude, I remember. Yeah. So it was funny. It's one of those things that you don't really think about, obviously, about, because you're just like, oh yeah, I used to do trampolines all the time as a kid. Yeah. I'm great at this. Well, then you get like 5-10 feet in the air and you're just like, this is terrifying. Like, what if I come down wrong? And what if I land on a kid? Like, yeah, the last time I went in there, it was not enjoyable at all. So I ended up just basically, you know, I've only done it a couple times, you know, with Olivia. And the last couple of times I'm just like, yeah, I'll pay and I'll walk around with you. But like, I'm not really going to do too much. Like, I just, no, I can't.
There's only a couple things I would find. Like, there was one where, there was a basketball, so you could dunk a basketball. There was another one where you played dodgeball, so you weren't really jumping, you were more or less just running around playing dodgeball. And then there was one where it was just one big spring and then you like flipped into a foam pit. So I would only do certain things. I didn't do everything. So
the foam pit thing I thought was going to be fun, and then I realized that, because probably I'm so old, that I found myself midair, my body started like clinching up, like, and I landed on the foam thinking that my body was going to hit concrete, and it was like not enjoyable. And then I just remember trying to like roll out of that foam.
Dude, the foam, like, it's so tiring. Hard. It's so hard to get out of the foam. I was able to do like front flips and stuff and back flips. And
you're better than me. Yeah, I was just the whole time I kept thinking, I'm like, I'm going to hurt somebody. I'm going to nail like the basketball thing. I think no matter what I was doing there, I was just thinking about getting hurt the whole time. And that's probably the difference between like, obviously being an adult, a kid is like, kids just like, they don't just care. They just do it. Their body obviously doesn't clinch up when they're knowingly going to like fall off the trampoline. And
Well, I'm sure I didn't look super athletic doing it, especially when I came up out of the foam and Andrea's just laughing. So,
oh yeah. The foam pit was, very embarrassing. It was like, I was out of breath as I was coming out of that thing. Like, this is so, so tiring. Couldn't believe it. What else is new in your life?
The new season of Fortnite came out yesterday. So we've been playing that pretty hard. Me and Sparks and Mateo played last night for a couple hours.
Nice.
So that was fun. Sparks and I couldn't get our headsets to work, so we just then went old school and hit speakerphone on the phone and went talk through there. It's fun though. It was the biggest shit show though to begin with. So it was supposed to be out Friday morning, like 6 a.m., 7 a.m., something like that. And I hop on, I wasn't going to play, I had to work, but I was talking to Mateo before I left for work. And I was like, are you going to play this morning? He goes, no, by the time it downloads and updates and all that stuff, I won't have time. I said, all right. So at work, I was on Twitter, like I was just checking because I was a little bit later.
Yeah.
So I was checking and they posted, we ran into a problem. It's going to be another 8 hours before we get this thing up and running. But all right. So I get home. And I check it again, and there's another post saying, all right, we're closer, but it's going to be another 5 hours, and you can download it, but we're still not sure the servers are going to be ready. So that happened, and then all that night, like, people were getting on, and it said the servers shut it down or whatever. So we didn't play until Saturday morning, yesterday morning, but it was about 15 hours late, and people were pissed. Some people, like, took days off of work. Some people like, especially streamers, like streamers want to be the first people in these games and put out their streams and stuff. And people would take off work. I talked to this girl at my work. She said her friend didn't have classes on Fridays and she loves Fortnite. And she was in school and she just wanted to play and she couldn't play at all on Friday. So we've been hitting it. We hit it pretty hard yesterday. And that's what Mateo was playing this morning. I was texting you.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering if you ever went to bed then last night, like playing this morning, but
no, he went to bed at like 10 and, which is a little later than he usually stays up. But, it's fun. It's fun. Even Sparks, like, does any of our other friends play? I said, no, I've asked people, but they just don't feel like doing it.
Still never played Fortnite.
I'm telling you, it's fun. And Sparks
is it?
I told Sparks last night, he was like, what do they say? I was like, a lot of them say, you know, they just don't have time or they never played and they're not good at it. And Sparks like, it doesn't matter. We're not good at it. I said, I know. That's what I tell them. Like, like you'll pick up enough after a few games to be all right. And, you know, it's mostly me and Sparks don't play all the time. So we might play once a month or once every 6 weeks. And it's fun just to chit chat too.
It is. Yeah. Jim and Rick and I, we used to play, what was it? Battlefield for years. Mm-hmm. Like, and that was on whatever PS4. And then for whatever reason, I think we all just got tired of playing it, but you're right. It is fun getting slaughtered by 8-year-olds and, you know, laughing at each other, you know? Yeah.
Do you have you have video games now? Do you have a system?
So, not too long ago, Rick randomly, like one night, I think it was obviously a Friday or Saturday night, he sent out a text beforehand. He's just like, hey, let's get the band back together. And I told him straight up, I was like, I don't know where my PS4 is. Like, because like, obviously we moved last summer. I know I took it.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is. Like, it's probably in one of my little, like, you know, like storage bins somewhere. Yeah. I just don't know where it is. If I had to guess, it's in the garage with, you know, like we have a shelf full of storage bins now.
Yeah.
But it's out there somewhere. I just have not, like, found it and then hooked it up. So
well, you know, you're gonna have to get it when the new NCAA football comes out.
I know. It's dude, I'm like I don't want to say I'm clamoring, but I am following that way too closely.
Dude, where, dude, I'm so excited.
So yesterday I heard from, and it's interesting how all this information is coming out. Cause like a lot of the, so like for instance, Kirk Herbstreit, he was on just a random podcast the other day. And he said that they're going to have different announcer crews. So it's not just going to be like one crew, no matter what game you play. He said there are different crews doing it. And I was like, dude, that's all, like,
that's cool.
Just like the small, stupid stuff. And then who's the other guy that used to do College Game Day, but now he's just does like the 8 o'clock games with Kurt. What's his name? I can't think of it, but I follow him. I follow him on Instagram and he has a cool page. Cause he's like, you know, obviously like a professional, like, commentator.
Yeah.
Is it Reese Davis?
Yes. No. Yeah.
Is that it?
I'm pretty sure.
Hold on. It's gonna drive me nuts.
I thought it was
Reese Davis is one of them. No, it's
the one that does the games with him at night.
Yeah, what's his name? And
I don't know. I thought it was Reese Davis.
I can't. Hold on, this is not good air, but I gotta find it.
That's all right, I'm looking for it too.
Street,
let's see who finds it first. Chris Fowler.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chris Fowler. So I follow Chris Fowler on Instagram, and Chris Fowler like did his little like reel like now a week or two ago. And he's just like, well, time to let everyone in on a little secret of what I've been up to, you know, for like he said, the last feels like several months. But he like flipped his little, you know, phone camera around. He's just like, I've been in the recording studio. He's just like, I'm recording for, you know, NCAA 2025. Super excited. And he was like super passionate. He's just like, if you can imagine a call that's in this game, I've recorded it. He's like, he goes, as crazy as it sounds, if you want to punt on second and 10, I've recorded that. He's like, to if you score a defensive touchdown to win the game with no time left, I've recorded that. That's like crazy. He's just like all of these random things that you're like, this would never happen.
Yeah.
He's like, I've recorded it. And then he's just like, you name the school, I've recorded saying their name, touchdown Wyoming, like touchdown, like whoever. So it is. I'm pretty pumped about it coming out. I've heard, like, of course, like Trey's like, you know, he's like the number one NCAA fan guy I know, because I think he's still playing the game from, you know, 2014.
Yeah.
And he sent me a link a couple of weeks ago now, or a week, or I forget when it was, because all this info is leaking so recently.
Yeah.
But they're going to have obviously like the name, image, likeness information like in the game somehow, where like you'll be
when you're recruiting.
Be able to go after kids counting like NIL. Like, so there's, which that just sounds like it's going to take even more time, because if you ever ran a dynasty mode, you not only had to play the game, but you also then had to like go recruit. And it's just like, and now if I'm going to also have to like figure out NIL, like how is that going to work? So
I'm pumped. I know back in the day you were able to like have a season with like a bunch of friends and like play those games and stuff. So we got to figure that out so we can play with each other. So we can play the video game with, you know,
it'll be fun. Because that's obviously going back now 10 plus years since it's been gone, but yeah, and obviously a lot's changed from the college game. So
I remember asking Coach Kriegel, I don't know who said it, but there's a bunch of us around, like, how do you stop, because he was our defense coordinator, he goes, how do you stop the triple option? Because that's all we ever did was option.
Let's do it, dude. Yeah. The option teams were fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always, think back to like Air Force. My favorite thing was like taking a shit team and then, you know, obviously turning it into a dynasty. Who is your team that you did that with?
I would always either there are a few teams. I would choose BG just because it was here. OU just because I like their jerseys, their colors. Or I think the last year it was what team was it? Texas State. That's okay. What it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the
There's
last
always one super random one. My super random was UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham. Because like they had like this cool like dragon type fire breathing dragon mascot. And I was like, that's sweet. I'm gonna turn UAB into a solid dynasty. And got invited to like the Big Ten or the SEC one year. That was like the highlight.
I liked in the last game where you could like start as like an offensive or defensive coordinator and get jobs that way and then move up, you know. And I don't know if anyone who was ever a defensive coordinator, but everyone was always offensive coordinators, but I like that part of it. So hopefully that part's still in there too, because it's kind of like working your way up to bigger, to like real life, you know, like working your way up to bigger jobs.
Yeah. I hope the gameplay isn't too crazy intense though. Cause like, I think I stopped playing Madden years ago when they're just like, oh, well, if you want to do a, obviously there was always like a touch pass or there was like a throw the ball hard, but they're like, if you want to throw it low and outside, you have to do this combination. If you want to throw it high and away, you have to do. And I'm like, this is getting like way too advanced for me. I just want to like throw the dude the ball, and the computer figures it out. But
Mateo plays NCAA. He does NBA 2K. And the only thing I don't like about those games is dealing with the salary cap. Because he always asks me like, Dad, can you help me with the salary cap part? I go, but I don't know. I don't know the salary cap.
You
I
just
go,
tell him the salary cap isn't real and then just walk away.
I told
him. That's what I would say, dude.
He just sims it. So it makes it a little easier.
Salary cap isn't real. That's what I've learned in football. No matter what, whatever cap trouble you're in, it just seemingly all seems to work itself out. I don't know how, but it does.
You could turn any money into a signing bonus.
Yes. That's usually what you do. If you have a, I've learned this, years of NFL and just so on, is if you sign a bad deal, you just make it into a signing bonus and then have them walk away or restructure. That's a key word too. Hey, they've restructured the contract and they freed up $25 million. What that entailed, I have no idea, but restructure.
Yeah. One thing, and I'm sure we haven't talked about it, but it was on the Dad's podcast and I've been monitoring it, is the bet Jimmy and I made at the beginning of the year for the NBA season.
Yeah, dude, I thought it was over like for him after like a month and a half or 2 months, right? I mean,
yeah. Currently the Mavericks are eighth and he bet that they would be
top two. Yeah. I did write it down. I have that in one of my notes app thing, and he'll owe you $100 if I'm not mistaken.
That was $100.
You should just ask him this week when you see him, like, hey, I know this is an awkward time, but you just want to pay me $100 now.
I should say it when I'm talking.
Oh my God. I know this isn't the best time, but Jim owes me $100 and I would like to collect on that. Oh my God, that would be funny.
I did talk about, well, I guess I could talk about it now because by the time this airs, it'll be that day. So I was just thinking about stuff to talk about when his mom and him asked if I wanted to say or if I could talk. I said, yeah, I'm not gonna tell Jim's mom her dying wish or I remember that conversation. But I thought well, the first story I'm going to tell is how I met Jimmy, and we were playing freshman football, and it was I just moved in from Toledo, so I still lived in Toledo, but our house wasn't quite ready, and so during 2 days I couldn't leave. I had to stay there, and one muddy practice, first practice, I had all my stuff, and Jim rolls by in the car with his parents. I can't remember who was in there. And they asked, hey, do you want me to take all your wet, muddy stuff home? I can wash it. I'm like, oh yeah, that's great. And as I handed them the stuff and their car drove off and I was standing in the rain thinking, wait, why did they take me? They just took all my stuff. So that was my first interaction with Jimmy and his family. Is they were super nice, just not nice enough to take me in the car with them.
Took everything but the child.
Yeah. Let's just start talking about that because I thought that was funny.
That'll be good. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, Jim, how much time do I have? He goes, I don't know. I did, it just, you know, you don't have a lot. I was like, all right, because I've been working on like a tight 45.
What did he say to that?
He just laughed. I was like, all right, I'm thinking like 5 to 7 minutes. Yeah, that's good. That's
a tight 45. I'll keep it real tight though. If I go fast, I might be able to get it down to like 43, 44. Jeez.
He texted yesterday. He said that people are going out to El Vaquero tomorrow or tonight. This is
yeah. He definitely told me of that. He's just like, hey, I want to keep you in the loop, but going to El Vaquero. He's just like, he's asking me obviously because he's in town this whole week. He's like, what are you up to? I was like, working. Like every day, I'm like going to be working except the day that, you know, the funeral.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, I think it'll be good. obviously get some closure and obviously more importantly for Jim, like there'll be a lot of support there for him. Cause I know a lot of people will be there. So
yeah. I told him, hopefully it's nice this week. Maybe I can, they come out to the park and check out the park where I work at. And I think the weather's supposed to be good this week. I can't remember.
I think so. Yeah. And he was definitely looking for stuff to keep the girls busy. So yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah. But all right, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on here. That's it's been a while in real life and on Zoom. So thanks for coming on.
Thanks for inviting me. Again, I was thinking about you recently. I was just like, man, I haven't caught up with Lorenzo in a hot minute. And it was literally because the Three Different Dads podcast has just been in hiatus for a few months. And I'm like, huh.
That's our weekly catch up, man. So
it really was. So
yeah. So yeah, we'll have to get together besides this week and we didn't even talk about the dad vacation that's coming up in I don't know 3 months now.
It's the end of June, right?
June 20th something. June 20th to the 23rd or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
So all right, man. Well, thanks again. Have a good day.
You too, buddy.
Thanks to Tyler Zollers for coming on the podcast today. Appreciate him jumping on last minute. I think I texted him Friday, possibly, asked him to come on. So I appreciate that. Again, 2/3 of Three Different Dads. We are in talks, and maybe by the time you're listening to this, we have decided to start recording again. So it was fun to talk to him again and reminisce of old times sitting in front of a mic in front of our computer staring at each other. So that was great. Obviously talking about I thought it was funny that he's still reliving that Michigan title, but I would too if it hasn't happened in a while. So talked about that, more football stuff, video games, all kinds of stuff, his new baby coming. So it was a good episode, good catch-up time. And for those fans of Three Different Dads, kind of give also catches you up on things that are happening in his life. So again, Tyler, thanks for coming on the podcast. Thanks to all of you for always interacting, sharing, liking, subscribing, listening, downloading, everything with the podcast. If you're finding us on social media, search The Nerdball Podcast. The email is thenerdballpodcast@gmail.com. Please hit us up on email or any other way to get on this podcast, or if you know someone that would like to be a good guest on the podcast, that'd be great too. So as always, thanks to Real JP Multimedia, Big Daddy Graphics, Perrysburg Junior High STEM Lab, and Cuttlefish Graphics for always helping out the podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.